Good afternoon, boys and girls. My name's Rebecca.
And I'm Daniel.
And we want to welcome you back behind the wall. It's always good to spend time with our friends, and you're our friends. So we thank God that you're here today. Now, the last few weeks, we've been looking at stories about kids in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Last week, our story was about King Joash, who was only 7 whenever he became king. But unfortunately, later in his life, he listened to bad friends and made some bad decisions that dishonored and disobeyed God. So our memory verse last week was a warning about that. And it was Psalm 1, verse 1, which says, Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Very good.
All right. And so this week we're going to be discussing one of the most important prophets of the Old Testament, who began his ministry as a very small child, and that is Samuel. So on that note, let's sit a little straighter, get ourselves ready, and worship God.
Boys and girls, our story today is found in the book of 1 Samuel. A little bit of background information first on the child Samuel that we're going to be talking about. His parents were named Hannah and Elkanah. His parents prayed for him to come for many, many years. His mother prayed that God would give her a child, and she had to wait several years before God answered that prayer with a yes. So we pick up the story in 1 Samuel chapter 1, and we see Hannah coming to the temple, very distraught, very sorrowful, bringing her request to the Lord again. And she is down on her knees and she's pouring her heart out to the Lord, asking him to hear her prayer and grant her a son. And she makes a promise. She says that if God hears and gives her a son, that she would give that son back to the Lord, that he would serve him all the days of his life. So we read in the story that God did answer her prayer. It was time for that prayer to be answered with a yes, and Samuel was born. And shortly after that, when he was a little bit older, but still a very young child, she took him to the temple as she promised, and he began to live there with the priest named Eli. Now, Samuel was still young, and we read about how he, in verse 18 in chapter 2, it says, But Samuel ministered before the Lord being a child, girded with a linen ephod. So he was still a young boy, and he still was able to be used by God, and he obeyed. He was under the supervision of Eli, and he worked in the temple. And he had a linen ephod he had to wear. And it says in verse 19 that his mother would come every year with a new coat that she would make him. So it must have been hard for Samuel because he didn't get to see his mom and dad all the time. It seems like it was very rare, maybe only once a year. That would have been very hard for him. But yet we read in verse 26 that the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. So Samuel was doing a very important work at the temple. He was working and learning about the Lord and serving in the temple with whatever Eli had asked him to do. And he continued to do that, and he was blessed for that. Samuel knew that there was one true God. He knew that God was Jehovah, and he knew about God's law, but he had not yet experienced a personal contact with the Lord yet. Because we know that this young Samuel becomes the prophet Samuel. But up until our story today, he had not heard from God. That's how a prophet does his job. He hears a word from God, and then he tells that word to the people. But Samuel hadn't heard from God yet. So today we read about how his mission began, his call into service officially, if you will. So let's take a look at chapter 3, and we read here about how God called Samuel. One night, Eli was lying asleep, and so was Samuel. And we read also that Eli was getting very old. He actually was not able to see well, so Samuel had to listen very carefully for Eli's instructions because Eli depended a lot on Samuel's help. So Samuel is lying, sleeping, and he hears his name being called. He hears Samuel. So he gets up, assuming Eli's talking to him, and he goes to Eli, and he gently wakes him up and says, "Here I am." And Eli says, "I didn't call for you. Go back to bed." So Samuel goes back to bed, lies down. He hears that voice again, "Samuel." So he gets up. He goes back over to Eli, wakes him up and says, "Here I am, you called me." And Eli said, "No, I didn't call you. Go back to sleep." So a third time, Samuel goes and lies down and hears his voice, his name called a third time. So he goes back to Eli. He says, "Here am I, for you called for me." And Eli, in that moment, finally understood. He knew he didn't call him, and he understood that it must be the Lord. So he gives Samuel instruction, and he says, "Go lie down." We're in verse 9 of chapter 3. "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. So Samuel goes back. This is the fourth time he goes back, lies down, and the voice comes again. It says in verse 10, "And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times." So it was the Lord before. And he said, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." Boys and girls, we read in this story that Samuel responds to the call of God. He was just a young boy, but he obeyed. He obeyed Eli, first of all. And then we read how God then called him and he listened to the voice of the Lord. Now, the Lord had to give him a very important message. It was almost like a test. As he's starting out his life, he's still very young and he's going to be a prophet that's used of God. But this very first mission is a difficult one because the Lord gives Samuel a message to give to Eli that is not good news. It's about what's going to happen to Eli's family and his sons because they had done very wicked things and the Lord was going to judge them for that. So you can imagine that Samuel has to tell Eli, a man who's really been looking after him for the past maybe few years at this point, who's almost like a father to him, he has to tell him some really scary news. And yet, and maybe if it was you or me, maybe we would be afraid to do that. Maybe we would say, oh, I don't want to say what is going to happen. What's he going to do to me? How is he going to respond? But instead, boys and girls, we read that Samuel speaks everything that God gave him to say, and he doesn't let a word of it fall to the ground, meaning he was faithful to say everything that God had told him to say. And from that day, boys and girls, we learn that all of Israel knew that through this situation, Samuel was to be a prophet in Israel, and that the Lord was going to use him. And we read story after story in the following chapters of Samuel when he's grown up and how he's used to speak the words of God to the people. Now, there are some lessons that you can learn from this story, and we're going to get to those whenever Daniel returns. So we'll be right back.
Now it's time to discuss some of the key lessons we can learn from the life of Samuel. Well, there's a couple things we can note in this story of things that make a young man who's after God's heart stand out. And these are some of those traits that Samuel possessed. First and foremost, Samuel was dedicated to God. It says in chapter 2, verse 18, "But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child." Meaning what Samuel did, he did before the Lord, in front of God. Understand this. Everything you do is in front of God. God sees you, God hears you, and God's around every corner whenever you do anything. That means every time you're bad and every time you're good, God is watching. So the question is, will you serve him like Samuel did? Another important thing about Samuel is he served God, but not only just served him, but he gained favor in the eyes of God and the eyes of men. It says in chapter 2, verse 26, "And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor with the Lord and also with men." So first and foremost, Samuel was in favor with the Lord. This means Samuel believed in God, he followed God, and everything he did was pleasing to God. But because it was pleasing to God, God also blessed him before men. We see something very similar said about our Lord Jesus Christ. When he was a young man, he also gained favor before the Lord and before men. And this is the desire of your heart, or at least it should be, that you, as you serve God and do everything before the eyes of God, would gain favor first and foremost before God and know that God will bless you in the eyes of others. Also, we know that Samuel, at one point in time, didn't understand the voice of God as a prophet. Well, now, let me explain that, as Rebecca had mentioned earlier, that Samuel at that time had not heard the voice of God in a personal, direct way. And it may be true for many of you today that you're at the age where you've been serving God and you love God, but you haven't had that experience of God specifically speaking to you through his word directly. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel 3, verse 7, "Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him." Again, meaning directly to him. So what did Samuel do in that case? You remember, he misunderstood the voice of God as the voice of Eli twice. But then he came to the Lord and said this in chapter 3, verse 10. "Speak, for thy servant heareth." When he came to God with the attitude that he is God's servant, asking the Lord to show himself to Samuel, that's when God answered and made it clear what was his voice. So keep this in mind. You're going to hear a lot of different voices in your life. Your friends will say one thing, your parents will say another. Everyone's going to throw stuff at you your entire life. Your entire life will be filled with opinions coming from every side and every corner. But how do you know which one's the right one? How do you know which one is from the Lord? Well, the truth is, you can ask God and you can read it in his word. And like Samuel did, you need to come before God in his word and in prayer, asking him to show himself to you, to speak to you, and that you would be his servant and be ready to obey whatever God says. Because the truth is, sometimes God asks you to do very hard things. There's no exception in the case of Samuel. Samuel was told to go and prophesy against the man who had been taking care of him his entire life. That's very difficult. Imagine you having to tell your parents that something they're doing is wrong. That's what Samuel had to do to Eli. Did he do it? The answer is yes, even though it was very difficult. The Bible tells us in chapter 3, verse 15, that Samuel feared to show Eli the vision, meaning even though God had told him, "You need to go tell this to Eli and tell him every word of it," Samuel was afraid to show it to Eli. And when he talked to Eli, eventually it says here in verse 18 that Samuel told him every whit and hid nothing from him. Meaning even though it was uncomfortable and painful and Samuel didn't want to do it, he still told Eli every word of the prophecy of God and didn't hide it from him. He didn't sugarcoat it. He didn't make it sound sweeter than it was. He just delivered God's word faithfully. And for you all as kids, it's very important to know that you need to be able to do the very same thing. When you go out there into the world, to your friends, to your neighbors, to all those around you, you need to speak the word of God with no shame. Because God's word is true. And you need to honor the Lord with whatever you say. Because the Bible tells us that if you are ashamed of Christ in this world, he'll be ashamed of you in the next. So don't be afraid to share God's word with boldness and truth. And never back down if it's in God's word. The next thing to know is that Samuel, in this life of service to God, was blessed. And you all can be blessed as well. And the greatest blessing that we can see in the scriptures is one described here in these two chapters, is that God was with Samuel. Now let's take a moment to think about that. God watches everything you do. God sees everything you do. God's given you his word. And that's great. And we can communicate with God in that way. But here's the greatest blessing you probably don't even think about. If you're a Christian today, God is with you wherever you go. The Lord is not just watching you, but is with you. It says in the Bible, we're indwelled by the Holy Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit lives in us if we're Christians. And God is with you. And Samuel had this very same blessing in a sense, where the Lord was with him and his spirit was on Samuel this entire time. The Bible says in verse 19 of chapter 3, Samuel grew and the Lord was with him. It also says in verse 21, the Lord appeared to him again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh, meaning that God had come back to Samuel in that place of service. God kept showing up and appearing and was with Samuel. And you may ask, well, how is that possible that God's with him and appeared to him? As we said earlier, it says here in verse 21, he revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Meaning this Bible we have in front of us today and the voice of God that Samuel heard back then are so crucial and so important to guide our lives, because the Bible tells us that his word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. And it's very important to keep that in mind, because Samuel took God's word seriously. As it says in verse 19, he did let none of God's words fall to the ground. Meaning Samuel, when he heard the word of God, didn't let it go, but cherished it, held on to it, and obeyed it. So you can see Samuel's life was marked by one thing and one thing before anything else, which was service to the Lord, obeying God, and seeking to understand his voice. And because of that, Samuel was most blessed, and you can be just as blessed as Samuel was when you serve the Lord today. Let's take a moment and pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you apply this word to the hearts of every child today. If there's any child who doesn't know you today, I pray they'd realize that their life is not being led by God. Their ways aren't being led by the word of God, and that they're going towards a place called hell. I pray they'd repent of their sins this very moment, Lord. Turn back toward you and seek the favor of God first and foremost, as Samuel had. Lord, I pray that those who are beloved in your eyes, who are your children, who you've saved with your own blood, Lord Jesus, would not take for granted the presence of God, the power of God, and the beauty of your word revealed to them. Bless them today, I pray. Allow them to live like Samuel, even in their young years. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so next we'll be going to our memory verse time in a moment.
Boys and girls, our memory verse today is found in Psalm 119, verse 105. Right, 105. I think that's such a foreign thing for us, because most chapters in the Bible are not over 100 verses long, but Psalm 119 is. So let's read it together. It'll appear on the screen. Here we go. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Very good. Daniel, can you tell the boys and girls what this verse means?
Absolutely. Well, this verse describes our walk in this life, because this world is full of darkness, according to the Bible. There's wickedness everywhere, people doing sin and evil things around us. And God's word is meant to act as a light unto our path, meaning showing us the next things in front of us, showing the dangers that lie ahead, showing us which way to go, and to lead us and guide us in the direction God wants us to go. This was the way it was for all the great men in the Bible, including Samuel, who learned God's word, obeyed it, and served God, and was led by God down the right path.
Exactly. And this is our prayer for you, boys and girls, that God's word would be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path as you grow and as you go through life. Mm-hmm. So let's repeat it together a few times to make sure we get it into our minds. Here we go. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Very good. All right. Again. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path."
All right. Well, let's try it one more time, but girls only, and then we'll do guys only.
Okay, girls, here we go. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path."
Excellent. Gentlemen, the Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path."
Wonderful. Well, boys and girls, that brings this episode to an end, and we hope we see you next time.
Behind the wall.